Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When most of us think of a band conductor, visions of a football field can certainly come to mind. But it is indeed a demanding career, which may be why, over the past 90 years, only 9 people in our state have been inducted into the American Bandmasters Association. And our next guest is the latest to have received this prestigious honor. Dr. Dan Turner is the Director of Bands and Instrumental Activities, as well as a professor in music education at Bob Jones University in Greenville. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks so much.
Congratulations on this honor.
Well, thank you very much. It is a terrific honor, and it's really quite humbling.
Tell us more about the American Bandmasters Association.
The American Bandmasters Association was founded in 1929 by one of the great 20th century band men, Edwin Franco Goldman. He conducted a band that performed in Central Park in New York City for many, many years. It was formed in 29 to raise the esteem of concert bands and their conductors, especially focusing on the concert environment as opposed to marching. Its membership is by the vote of the existing members, really a terrific organization.
Why is it so difficult to get in?
Well, they wanted to make the membership really be the cream of the profession. They really nominate people who, as my mother used to say, who've been around the barn, people who have a lot of experience. It's more than just the conducting skill or the organizational skill. We actually view a resume of each of the nominees. We make judgments about their community involvement, about any kinds of legal or moral issues that may have been in their past, because they want to present the very best professional image of the concert band movement in the United States.
Speaking of experience, you've been doing this now for about 40 years. Is this a career that you always knew that you wanted?
Well, actually, I just completed my 45th year being a band director. And from the time I was 12 years old, I knew that I wanted to be a band director. I think really the impetus of it was attending the concert of the U.S. Navy Band in the high school gymnasium in Pekin, Illinois. I knew from that moment that I wanted to be a band director.
Now, for any of our listeners who might be interested in this as a career, what would you advise?
It's very important that a person listen to a wide variety of the great music, Bach and Handel and Beethoven and Dvorak and Debussy and so on and so forth. In the concert field, you have some truly great composers who have devoted their lives to the concert band repertoire. People like Clifton Williams, Gustav Holst, Ralph Vaughan Williams, 2 British composers, Percy Grainger, an Australian composer, Vincent Persichetti. These men produced things that aesthetically were at the very peak of expression and musicality. A young conductor, a young composer, a young performer needs to fill their life listening to the great music done by great ensembles and great performers.
Now, in my introduction, I mentioned the football analogy,
where,
of course, there are many scholarships available for athletes.
Oh, yeah.
How about for those interested in band?
There are numbers of scholarship funds available. One of my friends here in the state at Clemson University, Mark Speed, his marching band numbers right at 400. Probably a portion of them receive some kind of scholarship aid through the band or through the athletic funds. I happen to be the president of a scholarship fund for students interested in majoring in music at Bob Jones University. So there are scholarships available, and most of those are available through audition as well as service. In other words, somebody playing in the pep band may receive tuition credit for a certain amount for that.
Dan, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and congratulations again on this honor.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Dr. Dan Turner is the director of bands and instrumental activities, as well as a professor in music education at Bob Jones University. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. He was recently inducted into the prestigious organization, the American Bandmasters Association. We will have a link to his page at Bob Jones posted at our website so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.